Hello, it's Jessie here again. So this audio is focusing on connection. It's the next step up from security and safety. That was more about money, food, warmth, you know, the consistency of our basic needs. So connection is part of that as well. You know, the security we get in feeling like we belong, you know, we're part of a family, a community. Connection starts with our primary carers, and you know, we can look at attachment theories and how your initial connections were with your primary carers. You know, it does then define what you're like in your future relationships. You know, connection is very much about also the conditions that are placed on you by other people. What we accept as, you know, is part of us. You know, we'll look at identity in more detail in the next section. But, you know, what conditions are being put on us? What judgments? You know, do we end up being people pleasers? Do we deny ourselves for other people? You know, do these connections that we have, do they energize us or do they drain us? Are they there for the greater good or for the person's own agenda? You know, all these sort of things. The connection's quite a big section, and I work with a lot of my clients around connections, because at first, you know, first of all, you know, I encourage a connection with yourself. If you don't know what you think or feel about a lot of things, then how do you know if it's your stuff coming up or if someone else is putting their stuff on you? I mean, obviously, sort of, you know, being a counsellor, that's one of the first things that I learned, you know, learning what's mine and what someone else is, so I can put my stuff to one side. You know, it's learning about, well, you know, in connections, that there's a lot of wounds there as well. You know, the mother wound, the maybe sister wound, you know, with partners. So yeah, there's a lot there. And learning how to, you know, create boundaries, how to be lovingly assertive. You know, we sort of think of being assertive as a negative thing, but, you know, assertiveness doesn't have to be aggressive. It could be done with love and compassion as well. But, you know, setting boundaries is a very difficult thing, especially if you're a people pleaser or have been a people pleaser. Learning about standing up for yourself and setting those boundaries can be extremely challenging. And then when people are used to you being a certain way with them, you know, you're changing that dynamic, and, you know, sometimes the reactions themselves can be crippling. So yeah, connection is another huge area that we do need to look at, to, you know, as a, you know, as a basic need. You know, what do we need? And connections is a huge part of that. You know, I learnt the hard way that actually being a people pleaser and trying not to rock the boat and things affected me negatively. You know, it was fine for everybody else and on the outside, but, you know, by not saying things, by accepting maybe what was wrong, affected me. So, you know, learning how to set boundaries, learning how to be assertive, all of these things have been challenging but necessary as well, in my own well-being, and these are the kind of things that I try and share with my clients and encourage them as well, to focus on, to be able to live life in a good way, really. And you know, our connections with others and ourselves is a huge part of that. Well, I hope that's sort of given you a taster of you know, what this section is about. If anything's come up for you, then please do get in touch, and you know, we can talk about it in more detail if you need any more support on any of it. And there is a section in my book around it, Release the Wild Within. So if you want to sign up, there's a sign up on the website as well. Yeah, huge topic, massive topic. And you know, there's a lot more to be said around it, but I think for now I will keep this audio short. All right. Take care. Hope you have a good day. Bye.